Families are crowding into the shops of Bor this week looking for bargains, while tellers are busy sewing clothes for customers preparing to celebrate Christmas. Bor Town resident Rachel Adao says many families, especially mothers, are under pressure from their kids this time of year, who are demanding new clothes for Christmas.
Yeah, actually the prices are triple right now. What was bought at 20, it is bought now at 60. So the businessmen, they have already increased the prices, and everybody is there and people are not buying anything. Food is becoming very hard. Some people are not even affording to buy food stuff, and not even clothes. So children are there, manuring. There is no food now in December. And the business people should not triple the prices, because that is draining the vulnerable group, because not everybody is having money.
Adao says she worries about her finances come 2023, as she and other families are having to overspend on Christmas, clothes and home decorations this holiday season.
There is going to be a lot of starvation, because most of the people are spending a lot of money now on making hair, clothes, everything for Christmas. And you know, Christmas time, our people overspend. So come to January, most of the people will not even have food in their houses.
Adao urges people to save some money so they can feed their families in the new year. She also warns young girls and women against being exploited by men who show willingness to buy them gifts with the intention to use them.
And also, I suspect that in this Christmas, there's a lot of exploitation by the business people, because those who don't have money will expose themselves to have money to go and buy what they want. So let's be very keen, our fellow women and girls in South Sudan. Men are dangerous now.
Another Bor resident, John Mayol Nial, says there is a lot of pressure on people like him to buy gifts at higher prices during Christmas time.
The prices in the market, no one can manage to buy for the kids and for the women. So in my own experience, frankly speaking, I have not been decided to buy clothes for my children, but if they are not in Bor Town, they are living in Uganda. Because the life is the same. So the priority is what the children will eat, and not what they will put on during Christmas. So but for children and women, so what I have seen also, and we realize within the market, the families are complaining, you will definitely not afford to buy all the children.
Nial urges families to make sure they know what they can afford to avoid arguments in the future over limited family resources. Bor resident Peter Ajang Ayom says he doesn't feel all that much pressure this Christmas because he planned ahead.
Myself, basically, I bought clothes for my kids in November, so that I know things will be hard in December. But likewise to the other families, I think, it has brought in some difficulties. Family, chaos, children want clothes, and women also want clothes. So it has, I've seen the market is so full, and there are a lot of people in the market. This shows that people want to buy clothes, but they are very expensive.
Nomi Anoggarang, a businesswoman who sells clothes in Bor, says business is good in December compared to the rest of the year. But she says some of her customers are broke.
The business is okay now in this time of Christmas. So there are many people who are just complaining about the price, but we just handle them and ask them to reduce the price a bit. At least we get less profit than for them to complain. This is the most good time for the business.
Marol Market offers a variety of clothes with ready-made shirts and dresses hung on racks and folded trousers resting on wooden tables. Hundreds of other garments are packed into bags on display for customers. Most traders and customers here say they hope 2023 will be a year of peace in South Sudan, and that the economy will improve in order to make life easier for all citizens. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.